This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Secretary Pompeo updates the list of concerning countries violating religious freedoms. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
The United States is designating more nations as countries of particular concern under the International Religious Freedoms Act of 1998 because they are either engaging in or at least tolerating systematic, ongoing, egregious violations of religious freedom. The United States Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said that religious freedoms is an indisputable right and the foundation upon which our free American society prospers. Today, the United States, a nation founded by those fleeing religious persecution, as the recent Commission of Unalienable Rights report noted, has once again taken action to defend those who wish to exercise their essential freedom. The newly designated nations are Burma, China, Eritrea, Iran, Nigeria, the DPRK, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. Didi Lajason, the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, said that the U.S. Department of State has rightly designated these countries as some of the world's worst violators of religious freedom and human rights. Our coalition will continue to press for India to join the list of bad actors next year. Religious minorities in India are daily harmed for their faith and persecution perpetrated by RSS Hindutva militants and encouraged by the closely related BJP party of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Considerations for trade and regional geopolitical tensions serve to muddy the waters on holding India accountable for appalling religious freedom violations. Greg Stanton, the president of Genocide Watch, commented that Save the Persecuted Christians is especially gratified that Nigeria has finally moved up the scale from last year's special watch list, designating to the report's highest level, a country of particular concern this year. STPC and our coalition partners have labored long and hard to expose religious-based violence in Nigeria, described as genocide by and among the most horrific and pervasive in the world today. Didi Lajason added that, obviously, more must be done to curb the spread of Sharia supremacist ideology through force and terror. We are grateful that these groups have been so designated. The rapid spread of ISIS-linked groups across the Sahel as a consequence of the administration's victory against Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and ISIS in the Middle East makes it imperative these terrorists are pursued and defeated in every land. They must have no safe refuge and no impunity. Secretary Pompeo said that additionally, we are designating Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the Houthis, ISIS, ISIS Greater Sahara, ISIS West Africa, Jamaat Nasr al-Assam wal-Muslimin, and the Taliban as entities of particular concern under the Frank R. Wolf International Religious Freedom Act of 2016. We have not renewed the prior entity of particular concern designations for Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and ISIS Khorasan due to the total loss of territory formerly controlled by these terrorist organizations. While these two groups no longer meet the statutory criteria for designation, we will not rest until we have fully eliminated the threat of religious freedom abuses by any violent extremist and terrorist groups. The countries of Sudan and Uzbekistan have been taken off of the special watch list because they have made significant and concrete progress by their governments over the past year, and their reforms to the laws and practices should be a good example for other nations to follow. Let's pray that more countries will follow their lead. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.